future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. When he saw Elisha no more, Elisha saw it no more, he tore his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He said, "This day is over with." 13, he said, he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" When he had also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. In other words, they reverenced, they respected, they honored him. They saw that he received the mantle. Amen. They saw. See, the 50 represent Pentecost. They viewed from a distance. See, there's something happening that's going to happen beyond Pentecost. But I want you to see something here, because the 50, even though they recognize God doing something much greater than what happened at Pentecost, they went on to say, "Elisha, God may have dropped your master somewhere in the valley or somewhere in the mountain. Let us go there. We are 50 strong. We are Pentecost. Let us go and search for your master." Elisha already knew. No, he's gone. I'm the one now. Amen. Help me, somebody. Look at somebody, tell them, "I'm the one now. This thing is on me now. It's my turn now. The double portion's here now. I don't know what you're looking for now. Amen. Here it is, alive and in living color. Amen. You're the one." But they said, "No, let us go search." So they kept at him until he got ashamed. He said, "All right, go ahead." So the 50 went out. For 3 days, they searched. Didn't find anything. Came back, and Elisha said, "I told you. You're looking at it in living color now." Tell somebody next to you, tell them, "You are the move. Come on, you saved and sanctified. You've been through Gilgal. You here at Bethel. You're not stuck on Jericho. You have crossed the Jordan. Guess what? Your eyes are open." Amen. And you see, God says, "A mantle's coming." Tell somebody, "A double portion is coming." Come on, tell somebody, "A double portion is coming." See, that double portion lifted him above the other prophets that were stuck at Pentecost. Amen. It lifted him above. He had a double portion. They had a portion. And the amazing thing is, Elisha never went to the school. He didn't know the doctrine. He didn't know how to do exegesis in the Hebrew and the Greek. But oh, he had the double portion. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, his came out of relationship. Not just from studying a book. Not just from hearing an instructor. It came out of relationship. Hey! Hallelujah! His was birthed in a prayer closet. His was birthed in serving Elijah. Remember that song, "Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing"? He had the real thing. See, when you got the real thing, Jordan ain't gonna stop you. You ain't gonna dwell in Bethel. You will go there, but that's not where you stay.
Amen. You're not concerned with Gilgal. You are maturing in the things of God. You are going on to new heights. You are taking inheritance. You know how to do some warfare. You know how to follow close. You know how to keep rank. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. You see, Passover is the 30-fold, the way. Pentecost is the 60-fold, the truth, tabernacles, and it's coming fast. Amen. Is the life, the way, the truth, and the life, and that's the 100-fold. That's when God, I'm telling you, get ready for it. God's getting ready to do stuff ain't been done before. Help us, Holy Spirit. I wish I had some real help in here. I said, God's getting ready to do. He's in the process. He's preparing you. And that's why he got you following so close. That's why he got you hanging on like that. As long as you live, and I ain't going nowhere. Because I know there's something coming toward me. I know that while I'm hanging on, while I'm standing firm, while I keep this relationship right, something is coming to me. There's a transference. There's a mantle that's coming. God gonna get you in a place. He said, ask what you will now. Ask whatever you want right now. Help me, Holy Ghost. Solomon, God came to him in a dream. Said, ask whatever you want. I'm going to give it to you. See, Solomon, who means peaceable, Solomon wasn't stuck at Jericho. Can I say it that way? He wasn't greedy for Jericho more and more. He said, listen, Lord, this great people you got is so many. What I need some wisdom to go in and out, to lead your folks, because some of them crazy. I just paraphrase, you know. He probably did say that, though. But I need your wisdom to go in and out among your people. And, you know, this is your people. This is your great people, your treasure. And I want to do right by this thing. And his request pleased God. God said, because you didn't ask for riches. Come on, somebody. Because you wasn't begging me for no riches. You wasn't anxious over a bunch of stuff. You didn't ask me to put a curse on so-and-so because they took your money. You didn't ask me for the neck of your enemy. You didn't ask me. Because you didn't ask for none of that, Solomon, I'm going to give you the wisdom. But see, I'm not going to just give you wisdom. I'm going to give you a quadruple portion. I'm going to give you wisdom that nobody has had before. I'm going to give you knowledge that nobody's had before. I'm going to give you understanding more than anybody's ever had before. Are y'all hearing me? There's something coming towards you that's beyond Pentecost. It's in this new era. Amen. Solomon had wisdom that nobody had. He had riches nobody had. He understood parables. He understood Proverbs. I think it was 7,000 songs, something like that, and 1,500 parables or 1,500 songs, and 3,000 or so, don't quote me on that, but a lot of Proverbs. He could talk about the insects, the ant, talk about the celestial bodies. God gave him that. Somebody say double portion. He outshined all the kings of the east. As a matter of fact, he got it so from God. Listen to me. He got it so from God that the kings from the east, kings came to him to sit down at his feet to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Because God had given him, I'm going to say, the double portion. Queen of Sheba was the first to come. She got there. She said, I had heard about, you know, your palace. I'd heard about your wisdom. She said, but the half hadn't been told me. And when she came, she bought a train of camels, laden with spices and gold and silver and garments, a train of camels, hundreds and hundreds of them. And what she saw, that God had given that man that double portion, when she saw it, the word says there was no spirit left in her. She fainted. The ushers had to come. Double portion. We see the progression. Gilgal. That's where it begins. Covenant. Bethel. Coming to the house. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word. Forsake not the assembly. Honor the fellowship. Jericho. God gonna bless you. You're going to find that you have conquest. He's going to add to you, but don't stay there. Because with that, all that God does, then die to yourself. Be willing to give a portion. Give. Amen. Don't ever stop giving. Don't ever stop being. Be blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Then when you cross the Jordan after you die to self, then the whirlwind comes. Try to block your vision. Amen. But tell somebody, I can see. I got night vision. I can see into the darkness. I see the Lord. Come on, somebody. Amen. God makes the eye that sees, the ear that hears. They are of the Lord. God gonna let you see. And while in the process of seeing, tear that garment you got on. Discard that colored coat that you're wearing. Everything about your life is about to change. I said, everything about your life is about to change. We're going to another level. I said, we're going to another level. We're going into another realm. Hallelujah. We're moving beyond Pentecost. Amen. I said, we're moving beyond Pentecost. So allow him. Don't stay at the 30-fold. Don't linger too long around the 60-fold. Get it all. Get everything that God has for your life. Everything that God has purposed for your life. Amen. Go for it. We're not covetous. We're not greedy. We want out of relationship. See, don't feel bad when God wants to bless you. Oh, I'm not worthy. Yes, you are. And you know why you are? Because Christ made you worthy. Amen. I said Christ made you worthy. Not you, not your goodness, not your failures. They don't disqualify you. Christ qualified you. Amen. I want you to stand to your feet. This double portion is coming to your house. I said, this double portion, God is offering it. But you hear a voice say, stay here at Gilgal. See, as long as the Lord live and I'm alive, I'm staying with him. I want to be where he is. Stay here at Bethel. Not so, Lord. I'm only here when you're here.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.